Is daf is daf lamed. So let's take it six lines down from the top. The two dots. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that's quoted many times throughout Shas.
The two dots.
Lamed amud
aleph. Second line.
Lamed amud aleph. Yeah.
No. Second line.
Second line. It's a beginning. It's a continuation of a sugya. So two dots. The Mishnah says Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah over there says Harezet Timuras Ola Timuras Shlamim. So let's say a guy says, I want, that's this yesterday's parsha, the halachas of Timur. You want to try to transfer kedusha from one animal onto another animal, so you say, I raise that Timur as Ola, and then you say Timur as Shlamim. Now, the result of an Ola and the result of Shlamim are very, very different. So the halacha is, I raise you Timur as Ola, Divrei Rebbe Meir. The paskin is, it's Timur as Ola. That's the first thing he said. The principle is, Tafos Lashon Rishon. The first thing he said is what's binding, and since he said Timur as Ola first, it's Timur as Ola, even though he may have said Timur as Shlamim afterward. That's all the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Amar Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says, Im lechach niskavin tchila. If this was his initial intention to say both them, but hol v'efshar lehotzi shtei shemon ashemos ka'achas, a person certainly can't say two things at the same time. So just because we're human, we have to say them separately. So then kayamim, dvar kayamim, these words are going to actually stick. In which case, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be a mixture of both a timuras ola and timur shlamim, which would mean then when a person goes ahead and sells this animal, half the proceeds goes towards an ola, half the proceeds go towards a shlamim. But according to Yossi, he would agree, Vim Mishamar Harezu Timaras Ola. After saying Timaras Ola, then Nimlach, he changed his mind, Vamar, and said Harezu Timaras Shlamim. So in that case, he would agree Hareza Ola, since the first thing he said was Ola, and that was his only intention. So again, Rabbi Meir holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, even though his intentions were to say both them. And Riosi says that no, you if he wanted to say both them, so then even though he didn't say them at the same time, since it's impossible, both of them will be Chal. There's an interesting tosus here. I don't want to read through it. I could refer to it. The one Dio Masal Devar of Kayamim. There is a Yesod throughout Shas that something kol she'enu b'zeachar zeh, then b'vas achas eno. If something can't be Chal one after the next, so then it won't even work b'vas achas. So here in this case, if I say shlamim and then I say ola, that won't work if I do them separately b'zeachar zeh. So then even when I say them b'vas achas, I want them to be together, that won't work either. So how come according to Rabbi Meir, or rather according to Rabbi Yossi, the Dvar of Kayamim, if I say ola and then say shlamim won't work, then certainly b'vas achas, it won't work either. And that's the shaka that Tara Tosus has. But again, it's a little bit confusing trying to wrap your head around how it works. But that's an interesting toast. So that's the machlokas that appears in the Mishnah that's quoted from Maseches Timur. The Gemara now wants to know, Ibai Luhu, Harezu Timuras Ola Vishlamim. He doesn't say Timuras Ola Vitimuras Shlamim. He says Timuras Ola Vishlamim and leaves out the second word Timura, Mahu. What's the halacha in this case? So look over at Rashi just to explain what the suffix is. Rashi says around eight narrow lines down, Ibai Luhu, Harezu Timuras Ola Vishlamim Mahu. Mi Aminan, do we say Hadapalag Rabbi Meir? When does Rabbi Meir argue and say Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon? When does he say this? Mishum Amar Timuras Timuras Trei Zimna. When he says Timura two times, Havle Kinimlach, it's viewed as if he changed his mind. Aval Hacha be here in this instance, Damar Timuras Ola Vishlamim Chadiburhu. It's one statement for Tivayu Chaylu, and both of them are going to be Chal. Will he agree in this case when you say Timura only one time? It says it's one statement, and it will be Chal, both of them? El Dilmar, perhaps, Tafas Lashon Rishon Liolim. He always says goes based on the first Lashon, and the moment you say Timuras Ola, Pashta Kadushas Ola Bekula, Vesulo Asu Shlamim Vichal. You can't have the Shlamim Chal after the fact. So that's the suffix within Timuras Ola Vishlamim. So then the Gemara asks, what about this case of Lachatzos Ma? What if you say that word Lachatzos? What does Lachatzos mean? So continuing Rashi now, Rashi explains, Im Tim Salomer, if you want to say that in the first suffix of Timuras Ola Vishlamim, you paskin the Pashta Kedushas Ola Bakula. When you said Timuras Ola, the Kedusha already is Chal and the entire animal is an Ola. And saying Shlamim afterwards won't change anything. So now let's say you say, Amar Hare Behemazu Lechatzosa Lola. I say that this animal is only going to be 50% Ola. And then Shlamim, the other 50% Mahu, there, since in the beginning I say Chatzi, I say Lechatzosa before, and maybe the Ola will only be Chalim 50%. So maybe in this case, even Rabbi Meir would agree, Hai Chadiburhu Ve'ein Ze Chal Below Ze. Do we say this is one statement and therefore they're both chal together? Odilma came into Pasha Bepalga, even though he only had an intent of 50% being chal when he said lachatzos, doesn't make a difference. He has no choice. Pashta bekula, the kedusha automatically spreads itself across the entire animal, and lo asa shlomim v'chayla. So in other words, the Gemara wants to know, is there ever a scenario where Rabbi Meir would agree that's all dibur echa, it's all one statement where they fuse together ol and shlomim and tzchal both of them on the animal? That's the suffix, the two sveikos the Gemara raises. So the Gemara comes along, Amar Abai, Abai says, Beha vadai modi mode Rabbi Meir. In this case, certainly Rabbi Meir agrees. I don't know if it's going on only the second case, Lachatos, or both cases. It sounds like from Rashi that Lachatos is going on an imtim salomar, meaning what? That we paskin that way, that when it comes to the situation of Tumaras Ola Vishlamim, in that case, Rashi seems to say that it does go on the entire animal. It's not both Chal, only the Ola's Chal, the suffix only by Lachatos, in which case Abai says, in the case of Lachatos, Rabbi Meir would agree that the entire animal has 50% Ola and 50% Shlomim. That's the understanding of Abaye.
Yeah, comes.
No, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. That's not Moda, that's the Shita. Is he ever Moda that both of them are Chal, even Lashon Acharon? So it sounds like from Rashi's presentation that Rashi says, by the case of Harezet Tmuras Ola Vishlomim, it doesn't work, only Tafas Lashon Rishon. By the case of Lachatzos, there Rabbi Meir would agree it would both be Chal. That would be the one exception Rabbi Meir agrees that Af Tafos Lashon Acharon. So that's according to Shita of Abai. But comes along Rava Amar Adayin Himachlochis. It's still a debate. Meaning even in that last case, even in the case of Timur's Olav Shlomim and the case of Lachatzos, even there Rabbi Meir argues and says that no, only the first one, only the Olas Chal, but not the Shlomim. So then Amar Rava says Labaye, Rava says Labaye, Rava who thinks it's still Machlokes, Lididach, according to you, the Amras Baha Vade Mode Rabbi Meir, that you think that there is a case where Rabbi Meir would agree that sometimes you wouldn't say only Tafos Lashon Rishon, you would agree sometimes Af Tafos Lashon Acharon, that meaning both Ola and Shomer Chal. So look at the following series of questions he asks. Hare Shchita Dilechi Lachatzos Dami Upli. The case of Shechita is a similar to a case of 50% Ola and 50% Shlamim. And yet we still see that they argue in that case as well. Meaning that case Rabbi Meir should agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that Af Tafos Lashon Achron. What's the case of Shechita? So if you look at Rashi around 8 narrow lines up. More than that. So I'm sorry, go back 15 lines up, narrow lines up. Hare Shechita, Dikatani Masis, our Mishnah from yesterday's daf taught us, the person that was shechta the animal, Lechel Kazayis Lamachar, and Kazayis Bechutz. He has these mixed machshavos. He wants to eat a Kazayis tomorrow, he wants to eat a Kazayis outside. So what's the Lacha? Dichi Lachatzos Damim, the La Mehader Im Luche, he didn't change his mind. Sharei Kamazesim Yeshba, v'chadiburhu. There's plenty of kazesim in this cow to go around, that one kazayis could be lamachar, and one kazayis is to be chutz lezman. It's fine. Meaning the case up until now, we said the entire animal is either going to be ola, or the entire animal is shlamim. But our mishnahs were separating different parts, where they're able to both coexist. That one kazayis is lamachar, and one kazayis is going to be chutz lezman. So that's a case of the situation of Lachatos, where 50% is L'chutz L'zman, and 50% is Chutz L'makom, and yet we still see that Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah holds that there's still a Machlokas, that even in the case of 50%, we still go based on Lashon Rishon. Right, so if you look at Rashi just says, U pligi v'kamar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda rather, the Tafos Lashon Rishon, for Rabbi Meir, the Tmura B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda D'masnisen, Rabbi Meir, that we've been discussing here in the Gemara, he lines up with Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday's Mishnah. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, depends, what was your first machshava? If your first machshava was chutz l'zman, and then afterwards you thought chutz l'mkomo, so it's a chutz l'zman psul, which would be chayv karis. If your first machshava was chutz l'makom, and your second machshava was chutz l'zman, it would be pasul v'ein bo karis. So we see Rabbi Yehuda also goes based on tafos lashon rishon, which is exactly Rabbi Meir Shita, tafos lashon rishon in Maseches Temura. So we see that the case of Shechita, where Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Lechutz, which is 50%, half the animal's Kazayis of Chutz, half the animal is going to be Lizman, yet we still see Rabbi Yehuda argues, so Rabbi Meir should argue as well, even in the case of our case of Temura Shlomim Lachatzos. Everyone with me on this? Okay, again, we're just equating the Lachas of Temura, the halachas of Temura are going to be equated to the halachas of Pigal. That's what we're connecting right now. So Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Pigal, and Rabbi Meir is talking about Temura. We think they're the same halachas. So when when Abaye felt that in the world of Temura, that if you say 50% Ola, 50% Shlamim, both will be Chal. We don't say Tafus Lashem Rishon, both will be Chal. So then should they say the same thing by the Pigal case. If I think a Kazayis of Chutz Lezmano, Kazayis L'chusim Komo, they both should be Chal. It should be a mixture of Pigal and Chutz Lezmano and Pigal of Chutzim Komo. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Pigal, says no. Your first Machshav is Chal. Tafus Lashon Rishon, even in a case of Lachatzos. So that's the question. So the Gemara, I know, a bit confusing. Hopefully you guys got that. So the Gemara answers, what's the response back of Abaye? Amar Abaye says, Amar Le, mi savras eina l'shchita el vasof. Whoever has said that we're talking about where shchita is only chal at the end. We know shchita is a whole process. It's a quick process. But you shech two simanim on the neck of the animal, and then the end, the shchita is chal. It's all about the result. Whoever says we go based on ein l'shchita el vasof. Perhaps we say, yesh na l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof. Perhaps the shchita is an entire maisa. It's one long act. It's a maisa richta. It's a long act. We acknowledge that shchita is taking effect from the beginning to the end. It's constantly going on. It's one long maisa. So what's the relevance? U'mishna seinu. Our mishna is a case of damar, where the guy said by the case of pigo that I want the simon rishon, the first simon, the first part of the neck you cut is chutz zmano, and he thought for the simon sheni to be chutz limkomo. In other words, it's not a case of lachatzos where 50% one way and the other 50% a different way. The situation where he separated the statements. He had a dibur echad to be a chutz lezmano on the simon rishon, and a dibur sheni on the simon sheni should be chutz limkomo. I mean, everyone agrees, and Rabbi Meir says when there are two different statements, the first statement's chal. The only topic we're talking about is if there's one dibur, if there's one statement. So initially we thought our shchita case, there's one statement. Whatever the end of shchita, it's shchita's only basof. Whatever happened in that last moment was a combination of chutz lezmano, chutz lemkomo in one dibur. The Gemara says, no, it's not one dibur. There are two diburim, there are two statements here. One dibur, machshava, was on simon rishon, and then there's a separate dibur slash machshava on the simon sheni. And in that case, of course, Rabbi Meir holds, we go based on the dibur rishon. It's not considered one dibur echad, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues tafos lashon rishon. But ein hachanami, had we paskin that ein l'shchita el vasof, that everything is chal just at that last moment, then it would have been a combination of chutz zmano, chutz komo all together, and it would have both have been chal. That would have been the model of lachatzos. So then the Gemara asks a similar question. Hare kmitza dilechi lachatzos dami upligi. So the case of kmitza also, where the kohen does the kmitza, he scoops up the flour, the dough, with his fingers, his three middle fingers, that's a similar case to lachatzos, and yet we still find that there's a machlokas. What's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's around 9 wide lines down, hare kmitza. To pligi Rabbi Huda, just like he says in our Mishnah here, we go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon by the Shechita, he says the same thing by kmitza. Rabbanon, they have a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon in Perakama de Menachos, Daf Yud Beis, Ki Machash of Lecho Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Bechutz. If you have this combination, I want half the Kazayis to be eaten, some of the Kazayis to be eaten Lechutz, some of the Kazayis Chutz Lezmano. Rabbi Yehuda says we go based on Tafos Lashon Rishon. But isn't that a case of Lachatzos Dami? Isn't that a situation of it's Chad Diburhu, it's all one statement? And yet we still see that Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't care if it's one statement. We always go based on Tafos Lashon Rishon. That should be the position of Rabbi Meir also. We always go based on Tafos Lashon Rishon, and we never say split it up. We don't say Lachatzos. So the Gemara answers, no. The case of Kemita, Hasam Nami, it's a case of what? Kometz Mincha, Chutzizmano, Kometz Levano, Chutzlim Komo. What took place was here. There are two stages here as well. There's first the kmitza. Well, the way it worked with the kohen was that the kohen would have in a klisharis some kmitza, some flour, and there'd also be lavona, that frankincense, I think they define it as, together. So first the kohen would do a kmitza of the flour and put it into the next klisharis, and then he'd do the kmitza of the lavona and put it into the klisharis. So since those are two stages, it's like a simon rishon and a simon sheni of the shechita, it's like saying timuras ola and then to timuras shlamim. Those are two separate statements, and that Rabbi Meir, of course, and Rabbi Huda says tafos lashon rishon. That doesn't answer our question. Our question is when there's only one maisa but two machshavos, that's what we're not sure. When he said lachatzos, I want to be 50% ola, 50% shlomim in one statement, that's where we're still not sure. Would Rabbi Meir then agree that both are chal, or even within one dibor, he says tafos lashon rishon? So the question of kmitza is not a question. Those are two diborim. We want to know about when there's one dibor. And then the Gemara says, okay, what about harei komets to minchas chote? Minchas chote, the leke levone bahadei upligi. There is no levone, meaning there's only one stage. It's just a kmitza of the flour of the dough, and that's it. And yet we still see if the guy thinks I'm doing a kmitza, and the kohen thinks chutzes mana for one kazayis and chutzem komo for another kazayis. Those are two machshavos in one maisa kmitza. There's no levone to speak of. And yet we still find that Rabbi Yehuda and seemingly Rabbi Meir would both agree, tafos lashon rishon, even though it's all one maisa, one dibor, one machsha, one dibor, one maisa. So Gemara says lo pligi. No, they don't argue. Very simple. There's no machlokas there. Even though the Gemara initially had thought that there's a machlokas by the case of a minchas chote, not true. When Rabbi Yehuda holds that tafos lashon rishon, when you think of the kmita, that's by a standard kmita where there's flour and there's lavona. But the case of Minchas Chote, where there is no Lavona, there's just one stage of a Kmitza, even there Rabbi Yehuda would agree that both would be Chal. It's not Tafas Lashon Rishon. If there's one Maisa, and you think Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Komo, both those Machshavs will be Chal if it's one Dibur. That's what the Gemara says. Even though initially we thought there's a Machlokas by the case of Minchas Chote, says the Gemara, there is no Machlokas, and that explains why he would agree, by a case of Lachatzos, both Machshavos would be Chal. So the Gemara then says, Amar Vashi, Vashi gives a different explanation. Im Timsal Amar, if you want to say that really Rabbi Yehuda argues in the case of the Minchas Chote, there's only one Maisa, and there's one Maisa, and he still says that we go Tafos Lashon Rishon. Pligi Bipsios, what's the halacha? Not that they had a different machshava during the Maisa Kemitza. When the Kohen does a Kemitza, he walks towards the Mizbeach to pour it onto the Mizbeach. So maybe he had, when he took one step, he thought chutz lizmano. When he took the second step, he thought chutz lemkomo. So that also are two different maisim with two different machshavos, and then everyone would agree, Rabbi Yehuda would say that tafas lashon rishon when they're separate maisas. That still doesn't answer our question. We're trying to find the case where there's one maisa with mixed machshavos. These are two different maisas, two different steps. And whenever there are two different maisas, everyone holds that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would say go based on tafas lashon Rishon. Rav Simi Bar Ashi, the Gemara says, Masi Kedabai. Rav Simi found the Braisa that supported the position of Abaye, who said that Rav Meir would agree in a case of Dibur Echad that it's mixed together Machshavos. And Rav Huna Bar Nasan Masi Kedarava, he found the Braisa that supported Rava that felt that no, that there still is a Machlokas. Even in the case of a Dibur Echad, still Maisa Echad, Dibur Echad, Rav Meir still says, Tafos Lashem Rishon, you go based on the first thought. And that's so the two prices supporting either way, there is no answer. Okay. So Gemara now says something we mentioned earlier. Gemara says this explicitly. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, that Rabbi Meir, Bishit as Rabbi Yehuda Amar. That Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah Maseches Temura is exactly like the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah here in Maseches Vachim. They both hold Amar, Tafus Lashon Rishon. You always go based on your first thought, and your first statement. It's not. Our Mishnah says, he quotes a Mishnah from yesterday's daf, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh HaKlal, this is the principle. Im Machsheves Hazman Kedma, if the Machshava of the Chutz Hazman is the first thought he had, as Machsheves HaMakom, it came before the Machshava of eating outside the Makom, then Rabbi Yehuda holds Pigal, V'chayav Malav Karis, because we know a Chi of Karis is based on Chutz Hazmano. If that was your first Machshava, Tafus Lashon Rishon. Says the Gemara going with Amar Beis now. Amar Abai says to him, V'ha Amar Rabba, is it really true that they hold the same way? V'ha Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ki magas lehu Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yosi b'hadeh hadadi. When you put the two of them close together, lo pligi, they're not arguing. So he says, how could you say that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir does not remember the Mishnah Maseches Temura. When a person said Temuras Ola, the Temur Shlamim, Rabbi Meir says you always go based on Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says no, if your intention was to say both of them, but you just can't because it's impossible, Rabbi Yossi says both of them are Chal. So there's a clear machlokus between Rabbi Meir, Tafas Lashon Rishon, Rabbi Yossi holds Af Tafas Lashon Achon, meaning both Tfisos, both Machshavos are Chal. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, when Kimagas Lahu, when you put together Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Bahadi Hadadi next to each other, Lo Pligi, there's no machlokus. No machlokus, Lo Pligi, they don't argue. Va Mithlo Pligi, we just quoted the Mishnah of Maseches Temura that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are arguing. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that they're not arguing? So the Gemara explains as follows. Amr Le Pligi, B'madi Pligi, Lo Pligi, B'madi Lo Pligi. Okay, it's still a cryptic statement. They argue where they argue, and they don't argue where they don't argue. A strange thing. Reminds me of this mice of the Baal Tanya. I'll say very, very quickly. Baal Tanya, he was once at a chasana, and there's a badchan. They're making fun of people like the badchan does. Baal Tanya says, can you make fun of me? Say something about myself. Badchan says, I'm not going to say something about the Baal Tanya. I'm ochel my kavod, just say something. So badchan thought for a couple of seconds, and he said, know the difference between me and you? Whatever you don't know, I don't know. And whatever I know, you do know. So there's not much difference between me and you. We're pretty much the same. And the Baal Tanya started to cry. I'm like the Badchan here. And fine. Okay. So Gemara says, okay, so whatever we argue. Whatever we don't argue, we don't argue. Okay, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, De Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Modim, everyone agrees, Heicha De Amar, Tachol Zeh, V'achar Kach, Tachol Zeh. Whenever the person says, first I want Ola to be chal, and afterwards the shlomim to be chal, divri akol, everyone agrees, lo chaylo. Even Rabbi Yossi will agree it doesn't work, because it's a concept that ain't kedusha chal kedusha. So even if Rabbi Yossi holds, if I say I want the ola to be first, and then afterwards shlomim, it definitely will not work. So they agree. Let's say you say, lo tachol ze, ela im kein chalazu. I only want the ola to be chal if shlomim can also be chal, meaning they're haba hatalya. So in that case, divri akol chayla. Even Rabbi Meir would agree, both Ola and Shlomim would be chal. So right now, everything's lining up very nicely. So ki pligi, when is there machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Damar, timuras Ola v'timur Shlomim. That was our case. That's the only scenario that they argue. What's the machlokas? The Rabbi Meir savar, min dehavale lemeimar, because he should have said timuras Ola v'shlomim, and not say the second word timura. And yet he said, Amar, Timuras Ola, Timuras Shlomim. He separated the statements. Shema Mina, Mehader Ke Mehader Be. Talents tells us he retracted. This wasn't his intent. He retracted, and you can't retract. So that's why Timuras Ola, the Timuras Shlomim, it's done. The Timuras Ola is Chal, and the Timuras Shlomim can't kick in. Rabbi Yossi says no. E Amar, Timuras Ola, the Shlomim, had I said those words only, and not the second Timura. Hava, I mean, I would think his intentions are Timuras Ola, Upalga Timuras Ola, Upalga Timuras Shlomim. Had you said the statement Timuras Ola Vishlomim, that sounds like I want 50% Ola, 50% Shlomim. So Lameimra, therefore he said, Lahachi Amar, that's why he says Timuras Ola and Timuras Shlomim. I wanted to be both 100% Ola, 100% Shlomim. Lameimra Dechula Ola Vechula Shlomim Have, Amar Le, Hu Amar, Lo Pligi. But I mean, it's so fine. So since he said both Timuras Ola, Timur Shlomim, he wanted to be both Chal, 100% Ola, and 100% Shlomim. Now, even though that doesn't really work that way, he thought it would work, it doesn't work that way. That's why he said Timur Ola and Timur Shlomim. So it's a very specific case as to when Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir argue. So that's what comes out according to this statement. So what's the response back? Amr Le, Hu Amr Lo Pligi, An Amr Pligi, fine. We could argue. You think they don't argue? I think they do argue. So in the end of the day, there seems to be a machlokas about which scenarios do Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi argue. Meaning it's clear from the Mishnah Maseches Temura that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir argue about the case of Temuras Ola and Temur Shlomim. It's the other scenarios that's unclear whether they agree to each other in the other scenarios or whether they disagree in the other scenarios. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas whether or not the other scenarios they're arguing or in fact they're agreeing. And if you thought it was hard up until now, guys, it only gets harder. Okay. So, Amar Ula. Ula says, V'isayim others say, Rav Oshaya, Efshir Yodin Chaverin Bevavlai, is it possible to, that our friends, our dear tamidi chachamim who live in Babel, Do they know the proper girsa? Now, the background of this, I assume, there's a Gemara in the first parak of Bava Kamma, I think it is, but the Gemara has an interesting language of, now what's the Lashon again? I forget. Something about Chayv ben Ezekin. And it's not a proper diuk, a proper diktuk, rather. So the Gemara points out that in Eretz Yisrael, the Yishalmi, they're not so medactic on language. There's Aleph here, Yud here, we're not so medactic. But in Bavel, they're very medactic on grammar, every single letter. So I'm guessing that's probably the understanding of why they sent a grammatical Shaila to Bavel. So they sent the Shaila to Bavel, to the Chaverim Bebavloi. What did the Mishnah say? Did our Mishnah say Kizayis Tanan without the Vav? Or Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan? So when it had the case of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said, if you say Kizayis Chutz Lezmano and Kizayis Chutz Limkomo, the question is that with a Vav or is that without a Vav? Rabbi Yehuda says Tafas Lashon Rishon. So what's an afkmina whether it's with a Vav or without a Vav? So the Gemara explains. We say Kizayis Tanan without the Vav. Aval Kizayis Vikizayis with a Vav. Divri Akol Eru Machshavos Hav. Everyone would agree it's really connected. Meaning what? When does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon? If you say Kizayis Chutz Limkomo, Kizayis Chutz Lezmano, those are two separate statements. But if you add the Vav in, it's Kizayis Chutz Lezmano V'Kizayis Chutz Lezmano, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree you combine as a one statement, and it wouldn't be a Kares case. It would be mixed together of Chutz Lezmano, Chutz Limkomo. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda doesn't always say Tafas Lashon Rishon, he only says Tafas Lashon Rishon when the two statements are independent of each other. But the moment you throw a Vav Chibur in there, it's combined as one long sentence, and he would agree you don't go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon, you think Erev Machshavos. All the Machshavos, the first Machshava and second Machshava are mixed together. Or, perhaps our Mishnah says, O Dilma, our Mishnah says, Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan, and yet still, Rabbi Yehuda says, Prati Havi, they're considered separate statements, Prati, separate statements, and therefore, it's going to be Tafas Lashon Rishon, and then Kol Shekein, certainly in a case of Kizayis without the Vav, certainly those are considered two separate sentences. That was the suffix of the Gemara. So that wasn't so bad. But now it gets a little challenging. So what's the Raya? The Gemara says Tashma. They try to bring a proof as to what the text of the Mishnah was, Kizayis Kizayis or Kizayis Vikizayis. So Tashma, Deboi Minei Levi, Mi Rebbe. Levi wants to ask Rebbe the following Shaila. Now we're talking about one kizayis only. Not two kizayis like the Mishnah, but one kizayis. The guy had a two machshavos on one kizayis. One machshava was lamachar, to eat it tomorrow, which is chutz lezmano, and one is to have it chutz lemkomo. You mix the machshavos together within one kizayis. So what's the halacha? So Amarle, he says, zu sheila. This is a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. The answer is, Erev Machshavos Havi. That's certainly a mixture of Machshavos. That's considered a Dibur Echad. Could you say within Kazayas, you don't say Kazayas, Kazayas, or Kazayas, Vikazayas. You say one Kazayas is mixing Machar Bechutz all together. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it's not Tafos Lashon Rishon. This is considered you're mixing both the first Machshava and second Machshava together. That was a good Kasha, but that's the answer. It's Erev Machshavos, it's one Dibur. So Amar Lefan of Rabbi Shimon Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi, who gave that answer, Lo Mishnah Seinihi? Is this not a Mishnah? You're saying a Svara. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, here in Masech HaZvachim, Lechol Kizayis Bechutz, Kizayis Lamachar. Kizayis, that's one case. Or, Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Bechutz. You did the opposite order. Or, Kechatzi Zayis Bechutz, Kechatzi Zayis Lamachar. Or the fourth case, Kechatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kechatzi Zayis Bechutz. Tossel vein bakaris. So we have all these different permutations of kizayis, half a kizayis, mkomo, lezmano, everything back and forth. But we have a very exhaustive list. What one case isn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Ha'idach, our case, a one kizayis, which is mixing machar b'chutz, wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. That must be, that's the one exception. Ha'idach, eir machshavos havi. Meaning, when does Rabbi Yehuda say tafas lashon rishon? And we ignore the second machshava. We don't say Erev Machshavos. All the cases we just list in the Mishnah, very exhaustive list. We just had four different scenarios. Only then do we say Tafas Lashon Rishon. That implies, though, the one case that wasn't mentioned, namely our Shaila of Levi. that Kezias Lamachar B'chutz wasn't mentioned, that's where Rabbi Yehuda agrees it would be Eir Machshavos. It is mixing together both Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron. So it's a Mishnah, Mefurish Mishnah, but at least a Mefurish Diuk from a Mishnah. That's where the response is, not based on Svara. So Amar Lei, now this is where it gets really tricky. Amar Lei, who shall be Davar Chachma? He asked me a Shaila based on Chachma, based on logic. Vat Amis Mishnah Seinu, and you're telling me it's based on our Mishnah? Well, there's a Machlokas, what the Mishnah said. Lididach, according to you, Das Nischa Tarti, that you thought that there were two cases in the Mishnah taught. Lokashecha, there's no stira. Fine, there's no question, according to you. Meaning the Mishnah was very exhausted. The Mishnah had two different cases. And the one case I was left off was meant to teach me that that case isn't part of the Mishnah. So according to you, Rebbe, who had such a girsa, you can make such a deal. But Lididi, according to him, according to Levi, the lo asnisa elachada, he only had one case of the Mishnah. He had a different girsa. There are three possible cases you could have of Kezias case. It could be Kezias Machar, Kezias Chutz. It could be Chatzis Ayis and Chatzis Ayis. And it could be all one Kezias with mixing the Machshavos. So if you taught only two of the cases, which is what we just brought on the mission here, then the third case wasn't mentioned to tell me the third case must not fit into the category. Otherwise, if you're listing two, you may as well list three. But according to Levi, Levi only had one case in the Mishnah. We'll have to see which case he had. He only had one scenario in the Mishnah. So he left off two. So you can't make a dik. If two are left off, you can't make a proper dik. I hope that's somewhat clear. So let's make this clear. Let's look in Rashi to make this clear, I guess. Rashi says, which Rashi are we? Here, look at Rashi 4 wide lines down. Lididach, according to you, das nischa b'masnisin tarti, that you taught in the Mishnah 2, l'cha shenisnim b'machlokosam debain kezayis kezayis, Bain Pekazai's Vik Kazai's Pligi. According to your Girs in the Mishnah, you had both Nuschals. You had a case of Kazai's Kazai's and a case of Kazai's Vik Kazai's with a Vav. So then, Lokashcha, there's no Stira. Damris Miditanina Nahach Tarti. From the fact that the Mishnah taught both those scenarios, Velo Tana Nahach, but didn't teach the case of a Kazai's Lamacha or Mizman, where it's combined together with just one Kazai's. So then, Shema Amina, we could learn from your case the fact that that Mishnah, that case wasn't mentioned. Shema Amina, Baha Modi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would agree in a case of Kezias, Lamacha, Lizman, then he would agree Erev Parshios, Erev Machshavos, rather. But according to Lididei, according to Levi, who Dilo Asni, El Achad, he only had one scenario. We don't know which one yet. Either he had only the case of Kezias, Kezias, or he had the case of Kezias, Vikezias. We don't know which one yet. According to him, it's an open question. You can't make a diuk. We don't know what he holds about, let's say he had Kezias in the Mishnah. We don't know what he holds about Kezias, Bikezias, and we also don't know what he holds about Kezias, Lamachar, and Mechutz. So Levi didn't have such a girsa. So let's read that inside the Gemara again. So this is a very confusing point. Again, the whole daf is very confusing, but this is extremely confusing. So let's read that one more time. Last two narrow lines. Atamris Mishnah saying, Lididach, according to you, Das Nischa Tarti, you taught two cases in the Mishnah, you taught Kezias, 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 Big Kezias. So what was left off? The one thing left off was the one Kezias, Lechus Lamachar. So Lokash Lecha, for your Gisa, there's no Kash, it's obvious why we left off to tell me that's where Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Eir Machshavos. But Lididei, according to Levi, the Asnisa Elachadi, he only had one case. Now we don't know which case he had, but he only had one case. He left off two. Vishamayina the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan in the base medrash heard the Kagarsi Tarti. They heard there was such a girsa that had two scenarios mentioned in the Mishnah. But Savar, but they felt Didi Davka, that our girsa of only having one was exact, was precise, was correct. Vididu, and their ones of mixing together the other scenarios was Erev Machshava Safik. That's one side of the Safik. Odilma, perhaps Didu Davka, or maybe when they heard the other girsa of both scenarios, maybe they're both scenarios are really correct. Ulididi, but according to me, who I had a different girsa, only had one mention in the Mishnah, Shira Shiarli, my girsa was incorrect, I was missing something. Umidishar li lididei, and just like in my girsa, I'm missing one of the things listed in your girsa, Maybe you're also missing one. I mean, the fact that you're not mentioning the third scenario may not be because there's a deek to be made. It might be because it was just it was an addition. It was left out accidentally. Just like my girsa was missing one case that you had two cases, I had one case. Maybe there's another girsa that had all three cases that you're missing also. So maybe it's not a proper deek to be made that just because the case of kezayis of lemachar b'chutz is left off, it may be just it was left off. And not to tell me that it had different halacha than that listed in the Mishnah. Okay, somewhat clear, I guess, I hope. Mm-hmm. So Gemara now wants to know, but hey, Asnu, so according to the Mishnah Levi, where he had only one example in the case, which one did he have? Did he have an example of kezayis kezayis, or did he have the case of kezayis vikezayis? So which one? Ha'isne, which one? Elaim, if you tell me kezayis vikezayis Asnu, if that was the case that he had listed in the Mishnah, so then, Hailav Shiurhu, that's not considered left off. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds a case of Kizai's Vikizai's, where it's one statement, and yet still Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon, Kal V'Chomer, the case of Kizai's Kizai's without Vav, certainly where there are two separate statements, he will certainly hold that go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon. That's not considered leaving anything off. Kizai's Vikizai's, it's a Kol Shekein Kizai's Kizai's. So that can't be what was mentioned in the Mishnah. Ella, what must have been mentioned in the Mishnah, according to Levi's Girsa, was Kizai's, Kizai's, without the Vav was mentioned. Asni. Meaning Rabbi Huda holds, when you say Kizai's lechutz, and then you say Kizai's lechutz lemkomo, separate things, that's where Rabbi Huda says Tafos Lashon Rishon. But what's still an open question, Tibai Le, what's still a suffix, Kizai's Vikizai's, that was still an open question. Is that case where he says with the Vav, would Rabbi Huda still say they're separate statements? Or in that case, he would agree, since it's a Dibur Echad with the Vav Achibur, maybe there Rabbi Huda would agree, not Tafas Lashon Rishon, but maybe Erev Machshavos. So the Gemara says, so Savri Bai Minei Chada. So Levi thought to himself, I'll ask one question, the Shama Natarte, that I'll be able to get two answers from. I'll have to ask a very sophisticated shaila, and I'll be able to get two answers. Why? Because di ba'ina kizayis v'kizayis hanicha. So if I asked him the question, what's halacha by kizayis v'kizayis? So hanicha, if he tells me, if he says to me, klala, that kizayis v'kizayis is considered one statement, and yet, so kol shekein kizayis lemachar b'chutz. Meaning what? If I ask him, what does Rabbi Huda hold about kizayis v'kizayis? And he told me that it's a klal. It's a one dibor. It includes both machshavos. So then certainly, if it's a question of kizayis l'machar b'chutz, one statement, kal v'chomer, Rabbi Huda would agree, that's all a machshavos. But ella, yamer li prate, but if he tells me that kizayis v'kizayis is actually viewed as two different statements, and I still hold tafas lashon rishon, then there's still an open question, atkati, kizayis lemachar b'chutz kamibarla. I still don't know what he would hold. Maybe only by kizayis for kizayis are they two separate statements. But maybe kizayis lemachar b'chutz would be one statement. I don't know. And for that reason, Levi asked the question. He wanted to be very direct. What's the halacha by kizayis lemachar b'chutz? And if he tells me kizayis lemachar b'chutz is going to be two separate statements, so certainly kizayis for kizayis will be two separate statements as well. That's why he asked that question. Mark says that still won't answer your question. Because since Levi only asked the question about kizayis lemachar b'chutz, what happens? Hachi asha nam hiatinach. This only makes sense if Rabbi Huda answers. What's the answer? Yamar le that a kizayis lemachar b'chutz case is prata. That's viewed as two separate statements. So then I could have answered the other shaila kol shekein kizayis v'kizayis is also two different statements. But what happens if Rabbi Huda answers? Eli yamar le klala. That the case of kizayis lemachar b'chutz is really one dibur, so I know kizayis lemachar b'chutz is one dibur and neir machshavos, but what's still shaila akati kizayis v'kizayis mi bala. I don't know, would he necessarily say kizayis v'kizayis is also two separate statements or one statement? I don't know. So it wasn't such a chachma that Levi asked the question of kizayis lemachar b'chutz. He might still have an open question by kizayis v'kizayis. So now the Gemara says no. Imkain, if I were to ask the question the way I asked it, b'chutz, kizayis lemachar b'chutz, I could still figure out what he holds. Im kein, mirtach rasach, the Rebbe would have got upset at me for asking me such a strange question. Why would he got upset at me? Because hashta, now, going into the top of Lamed Aleph. Hashe kazayis v'kazayis kalala kazayis l'machah b'chutz mibayim. Meaning, when you're asking a very obvious question, the Rebbe says, "Why are you asking such a silly question? If kazayis v'kazayis is kalala, if that includes both them, kal v'chomer chutz lezmano, kazayis chutz lezmano chutz l'mkomo is certainly going to be kalala." So I'm going to see how he reacts to my shaila. So if he just answers me, "Oh, kazayis chutz l'mkomo, that's kalala," just like a statement, I could deduce from there, kazayis v'kazayis are two separate statements. But he gets all upset at me. He asked me about the question of kazayis chutz l'mkomo chutz lezmano vada. That's one statement. Why is it vada? Because, of course, kazayis v'kazayis is also klala. So depending on the nature of how the Rebbe answers the question, if he gets all worked up, or the answers very simply, I'm able to deduce from that what the answer will be to the scenario of kazayis v'kazayis. In the end of the day, this is extremely confusing, guys. So hopefully you got something out of this. This is one of the harder daf we saw in the Masechta. But that's how the Gemara ends off, and hopefully tomorrow will be a much easier daf. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Sometimes we get encounters.